This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The U.S. House of Representatives has voted to send two formal impeachment charges against President Donald Trump to the U.S. Senate, clearing the way for the trial to start next week. House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler said President Trump had betrayed the country and violated the Constitution.
This trial is necessary because President Trump gravely abused the power of his office when he strong-armed a foreign government to announce investigations into his domestic political rival.
Georgia Republican Doug Collins said the impeachment process was ludicrous.
This impeachment process has been flawed from the outset. It resembles not a congressional action, it resembles more a Dr. Seuss book, knowing not which way it goes.
The Senate trial on the charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress is expected to start next week. Trump's Republican Party holds a majority in the Senate, and the body is expected to acquit him of all charges. President Trump and China's chief negotiator signed a modest trade agreement on Wednesday that will defuse a conflict that has slowed global growth. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The so-called Phase 1 of the pact will ease some sanctions on China and require the Chinese to increase their purchases of U.S. farm products. The deal will leave in place tariffs on about $360 billion worth of Chinese imports. But Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says American consumers should not be affected.
We've managed these tariffs so that mostly all of the consumer goods are not impacted.
The more challenging issues that address sources of trade and economic tensions between the U.S. and China are expected to be discussed in future negotiations. Mike Hemp in Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia's government has suddenly and unexpectedly resigned to make way for changes that President Vladimir Putin wants to make to the Constitution. As Lauren Anthony of Reuters reports, those changes could allow Putin to remain a prominent political power even after his presidency is over.
The announcement came shortly after Putin proposed a vote on constitutional amendments that would shift power from the presidency to parliament. Putin's presidential term ends in 2024. But although he hasn't said what he wants to do next, the changes would allow him to, theoretically, enter an enhanced role as prime minister instead at the end of the term. In a national address on Wednesday, he said that the constitution was adopted over a quarter of a century ago to cope with a political crisis, and that times have drastically changed since then. He's already been prime minister in the past. He's been president or prime minister for 20 years. While the current prime minister, Dmitry Medvedev, prepares to step down, it's not clear who the immediate successor would be. The mayor of Moscow, energy minister and economy minister are among the potential candidates.
That's Lauren Anthony reporting. Iran's president Hassan Rouhani has called the idea of a Trump deal to replace the 2015 nuclear pact a strange offer and advocated sticking to the current deal. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Iran's president Hassan Rouhani has dismissed the idea of a new Trump deal to resolve the nuclear row, calling the suggestion by Britain's prime minister a strange offer on Wednesday, advocating instead a return to the nuclear deal signed in 2015, which is now in jeopardy. Brokered by the European Union, that pact lifted international sanctions in return for curbs on Iran's nuclear program, which it insists is peaceful. Since withdrawing, Trump has ramped up sanctions that are throttling Iran's economy. In response, Tehran has gradually reduced its compliance, saying it wants to stick to the deal, but has little incentive without seeing any economic benefits.
That's Lucy Fielder reporting. Iran's President Rouhani called for national unity Wednesday after an eruption of protests over the country's downing of a Ukrainian International Airlines plane. Iran initially had said mechanical problems caused the commercial liner to go down before admitting days later that Iranian military personnel mistakenly shot down the plane, killing all 176 people on board. In an address broadcast live on state television, Rouhani said that if there was a delay by the military in disclosing that information, let them apologize. The Iranian president also demanded a full explanation of the catastrophe. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.